With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Ford Canada has announced it's delaying the launch of electric vehicle production at its Oakville assembly plant. The company says retooling will go ahead this spring as planned, but the launch of those vehicles is being pushed back to 2027. It was supposed to start next year. Unifor has asked for a meeting with Ford as soon as possible to talk about job security for its 3,200 members there. Ford blames a slowdown in global EV sales. Windsor and LaSalle police are working together on a new unit to keep tabs on dangerous offenders. Launched back on March 11th, the new Offender Management Unit has checked in on 14 people so far who are under house arrest, have a curfew, or are monitored electronically. 8 have been arrested and arrest warrants have been issued for 3. The offenders have all been charged with serious crimes like murder, attempted murder, robbery, and sexual assault. Housing sales took a dip last month in Windsor Essex. They were down over 10% in March compared to last March. 401 properties changed owners last month. Listings were down too by 4.3%, and the average price of a home slipped to just over $563,000. Housing starts will decline this year before recovering next year and the year after. That's the latest analysis from the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. It also expects an uptick in housing sales this year, and in 2026, prices could top what we saw 2 years ago. Canadians are waiting longer now for hip and knee replacements and cancer surgeries. The Canadian Institute for Health Information compared wait times to what they were back in 2019. Two-thirds of those who needed a new hip got it within 26 weeks, compared to 75% 5 years ago. The median wait time for cancer surgeries increased by 2 to 4 days for breast, bladder, and lung cancer, and 11 days for prostate cancer. It released its latest report today. World Central Kitchen wants an independent investigation into Monday's airstrike that killed 6 aid workers in Gaza, including a military veteran from Quebec. They were delivering food to Gazans when their warehouse was hit. The Associated Press says Israel says they were targeted in error. And today marks the 75th anniversary of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. After World War II, Canada joined, along with 11 other founding members. Today, 32 countries are part of NATO, Sweden and Finland being the latest to join. The Tigers have a doubleheader against the Mets in New York. The first game starts just after 12, the second at 3:40. The Oakland A's will play the next couple of seasons in Sacramento. CBS Sports says they'll be at Sutter Health Park for the 2025 to 2027 seasons, and maybe a fourth season too. The lease in Oakland is set to expire, and the lease in Las Vegas doesn't start until 2028. The Windsor Express are on the hardwood tonight against Newfoundland, and in the NHL, the Florida Panthers are in Ottawa to play the Senators. The Wings don't play until tomorrow night when they take on the Rangers, and the Leafs are off until Saturday. Up to 8 with showers today. That will turn into flurries overnight, down to 2, and back into showers tomorrow morning. It'll be windy, and we'll get up to 7. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.